Dozens of homes are all gone. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the mayor of Linwood, Kansas says after a tornado ripped through. Lawrence also got hit hard.
Well, I'm feeling pretty sad right now. I don't have a home right now to go to right now.
At least 12 people were hospitalized. Areas of New Jersey and Pennsylvania also have storm damage.
We have severe window damage, roofs ripped off, trees on top of cars, no electric. No gas.
She's in Berks County, Pennsylvania. It's the 12th straight day with at least 8 tornadoes reported to the National Weather Service. Now that President Trump's back from Japan, Joe Biden, the Democratic 2020 frontrunner, is reacting to what was said about him. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, beneath the dignity of the office, that's how the Biden campaign describes the president agreeing with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's assessment that his 2020 rival is a low IQ individual. The former vice president kept quiet about President Trump's remarks during the state visit to Japan, but at a fundraiser in Houston last night, he says he's not going to get down into the mud wrestling with this fella. The president tweeted that he was sticking up for Biden, writing that leader Kim actually called him a low IQ idiot. Dave.
Rachel, Republican Congressman Justin Amash cheered at a town hall in Michigan for recently saying President Trump did commit an impeachable offense on obstruction. Amash says it's important
that we not allow misconduct to go undeterred, that we not just say someone can violate the public trust and that there are no consequences to it.
But one of his constituents asked, how come you've become a Democrat? Amash responded that he remains a constitutional conservative. The president has called Amash a lightweight and a loser and maintains there was no obstruction. National Security Advisor John Bolton, who North Korea called a warmonger, is now in the Middle East, telling reporters in the United Arab Emirates Iran is almost certainly to blame for attacks on 4 oil tankers in the region. This is Fox News.
We've all read some surprising online reviews, whether scoping out a spot for vacation or trying to find the best happy hour. So why should finding software for your business be any different? With over 850,000 software reviews, make an informed decision with Capterra. Capterra is the leading free online resource to help you find the best business software. From applicant tracking to workflow software, read reviews in over 700 categories from users just like you. Join the 4 million people that use Capterra each month. Find the right software today with Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com/radio.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the number one tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-973-7700. 800-973-7700.
Optima Tax Relief.
Days after Missouri passed a new law putting strict restrictions on abortion, there's something else upsetting pro-choice advocates.
Planned Parenthood says its only Missouri abortion clinic located in St. Louis will close if the state doesn't renew its license, calling it a public health crisis. Missouri is among half a dozen states that have passed sweeping measures that supporters say stand for life and that protect the unborn, including a bill signed into law Friday that come August will ban abortions in Missouri after 8 weeks, though a law like others that could be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Oxford, Mississippi's mayor says the state is now investigating his city's police department. I've heard officer who's since been fired was jailed, charged with murdering a woman. Her relatives say the two had been in a relationship. There's another search in Hawaii for a missing hiker. Noah Mina hasn't been heard from since May 20th, and some of those looking for him in Maui helped find another missing hiker the other day.
Amanda Eller says 2 weeks into her ordeal, she admits a low point as search helicopters passed her by.
You lose hope, and your hope meter starts to decline a little bit.
But she said even in those dark moments, she turned to thoughts of family to get her through.
Every single step was I choose life. That was the only thing that kept me going.
Through weight loss and sunburn and consuming only river water and fruit, Eller was rescued after 17 days. She is recuperating and thankful to her friends, family, and strangers for keeping her story alive until they found her. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall again. Dow futures down nearly 200 the morning after a 237-point loss as markets are also dropping overseas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, May 29. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer at CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Storm debris pickup has been scheduled in Champaign, Urbana. This is for people in areas in Champaign bordered by Kirby, Neal, Windsor, and Mattis in the area of Urbana between Race, Windsor, Philo, and Silver Mumford. Residents have until June 4th to be included in the pickup. The city will only collect tree limbs and brush. You can leave items parallel to the curb where they can easily be grabbed with heavy equipment. Yard waste bags are okay, but they don't want any plastic bags or containers. People in other areas with debris should contact Public Works. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for information on the vandals who slashed tires on two cars earlier this month. The cars belonged to high school students. They were in the 400 block of Peacock Drive and the 400 block of Dorchester Drive. It happened on the evening of May 19th or early in the morning on May 20th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NLS number 1772943.
Yeah, another pretty good storm overnight. I don't know how much rain fell, but it was thrashing around a little bit about 2 a.m. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 84 today, down to 64 this evening. Some clouds and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. That bumps up to an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. High 77, a low 57. 80 on Friday with some sunshine. 77 Saturday with scattered showers back in the forecast. Boy, we've had a wet month. Temperatures currently at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening on this Wednesday morning. You can always text in 359-2255. This coming from the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, Dustin Huerman. Champaign County was initially in a thunderstorm watch around 12 a.m. Sunday morning, midnight. At that point, Champaign County's Emergency Management Agency was monitoring the situation. There were thunderstorms warnings to the western county line to about 1:30 in the morning, but Champaign County was not included in the warnings. Those thunderstorms had no history of tornadic activity. And then at 1 a.m., Champaign County placed under a severe thunderstorm watch, which included potential for hail and high winds. This is all Saturday into Sunday. Then EMA stayed in constant radio contact with the National Weather Service in case the weather conditions change from a watch to a warning. However, NWS did not issue a severe thunderstorm warning until 1:30 a.m. when a 63-mile-an-hour wind gust recorded at Willard. And then about 1:47, a citizen reported seeing a funnel. How do you see a funnel at night?
I don't know.
They reported to MedCat. However, that person was not a trained weather spotter.
That's right.
Report. So you can't say, sound the alarm, we just got a call, a guy saw. You can't do that, right? I mean, you can't. Mildred called from Delaware.
I guess.
You can't flip the switch on them. You can't do that because that panics people when you hear the siren.
Sure.
So you have to know for sure, but I never quite understood how you say, gosh, there's a funnel. It's dark. Unless you won't have a moon because you've got clouds and a storm, so how do you see it? I mean, people know in meteorology know that stuff, but reports of damages came after the storm was out of the area, as the storm was very quick and unpredictable. Champaign County was never in a tornado watch or warning during the event, but we know we had, what, three touchdowns?
Right. And the E1 class, it's 90 to 100 mile an hour winds. But as you mentioned, Willard only had 63 mile an hour winds on that part of town. You know, they're talking in this article from the Daily Illini about the tree and brush pickup that you know, people were estimating how fast the winds were going.
So based on the information received from sources, tornado activation criteria was not met. I'm not a big meetings guy, but I'd have a meeting on this one because I want to make sure that we've got everything in place where if we missed a tornado warning, then we probably not, that's probably what you can't miss. Now, tough job. There are people doing it. So I would say we got to figure out, and I can't imagine 2 a.m.
Well, when the rotation was sighted, they went to the radar to see if they could see anything to justify a tornado warning.
Yeah. Because I woke up. I think a lot of people did, and you said, gosh, I never heard any sirens. I didn't either because they didn't sound them.
Right.
So if I'd heard a siren, nah, I don't even know what I'd have done.
I know. Do you go in the basement?
I'm home alone. Dogs are right by me. I'm fine.
Right.
It's 2 in the morning. I'm tired.
I mean, I hate to be that way. We know the kind of destruction that happens.
If you hear a siren at 2 a.m., you should take shelter.
Right.
That's the advice. At 2 a.m., me home alone, I don't know. I probably would have crawled downstairs.
But this ends the article with relying solely on tornado sirens as a warning is not recommended when bad weather is at hand.
But it's 2 in the morning, and I hear my patio furniture being blown around. I mean, again, you're responsible for your own safety.
That's right.
If I deemed it, I mean, it was a nasty storm midnight on Saturday, Sunday morning. So, I mean, I'm responsible. The point is, I'm not dependent on your siren anyway. That's just kind of a confirmation for me. But it's not like, you didn't sound a siren. How dare you put me in Dean? Come on, people. We got to take a little more responsibility for our own safety.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, if it's just like, you know, everything else that is, you know, safety conscious society we live in, that's fine. But I'm not blaming, you know, EMA or NWS, National Weather Service. I'm still responsible for my own life, and I appreciate the help. If you missed a funnel cloud, fine. If you don't want to miss it next time, have a meeting. I don't know. These folks, the Good News, Metcalf, all these, they know what they're doing.
Makes me wonder how many weather spotters we have in the area, how much training that takes. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, but if you're a weather spotter and you live in downtown Champaign and the weather looks bad on your radar, where do you go? Am I driving to the country? I was with Mike Ducey when we spotted the Sedoris tornado. We were in a truck together in high school.
In the late 70s?
Yeah. And we saw that thing. We were, you know, 20 miles away, but it was on the horizon. The thing wasn't a funnel. It was a blob.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that. So there are people that do this, but just imagine you get about 10 minutes warning on a tornado anyway. It's overhead, and then it decides to come down. I mean, it's just go see the movie Twister. I mean, it's a good tornado movie from the standpoint of understanding that we don't have much warning and you got to respect it. So they'll figure it out. Anyway, it's not an easy gig, but just because somebody called it in doesn't mean you flip the switch. 359-2255, you want to chime in? All right, ESPN 93.5, Cubs lose, Cardinals lose. Cubs had 5 home runs and lost.
I know.
Cardinals are, I think, if I heard Jim Edmonds correctly, Cardinals are one loss away, wait for it, Cardinals are one loss away from the worst May in the history of baseball. No, but the history of Cardinal baseball.
Okay.
The worst May in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's like 100 and some years.
11 out of the last 15.
Ed Martin will be coming up from St. Louis, Phyllis Schlafly. We got politics to talk about, but he's also a Cardinal fan, so we'll assess. 714. ESPN 93.5, 359-2255.
Okay, and John is chiming in. Lightning can illuminate a tornado.
Man, that's a quick look.
Right.
I mean, if you have a flash of lightning, are you positive? Would you go into court of law, swear, tell the truth? Are you sure? You can't sound the...
Ah! I mean, a funnel cloud is pretty
Some people have heart attacks over things like sirens. You just can't flip it because you're thinking it is. You got to be sure. 99% sure.
Okay.
But lightning can do it. I mean, sometimes you flash. There's a lot of flashing. And you say, man, that is clear now. Flip the switch. All right, sports headlines in a sec.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan, working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community.
All right, sports headlines. Again, Cardinals are still searching a little bit. The good news is only 4 games out of first after all this. The bad news is they're only a game out of last place in the National League Central. Reds are way better this year. They won again last night.
There's some homers. Marcelo Zuna and Paul Goldschmidt hit some homers.
Marcelo Zuna, another home run. Paul Goldschmidt, he finally got one after like a month. But Cardinals seem to strike, and then for 8 innings, they look like it's T-ball. They can't hit anymore, need it on the tee. Anyway, they had like 4 hits last night, and 2 or 3 of them in the first inning. So I don't know what to say.
4-3 was the final with the Phillies on top. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Philadelphia, where last night, Adam Wainwright struck out 10 batters. He struck out at least 10 batters for the 10th time in his career. Ricky, that wasn't good enough. The Cardinals lost 4-3.
First time that Wainwright struck out 10 since 2014, so he was phenomenal. Unfortunately, the Cardinals, who got 3 runs in the first inning, a home run by Goldschmidt, 2-run home run for Marcelo Zuna, that was it. Nothing after that. The 3-run first inning was it. 4-3 was the victory for the Phillies.
A 4-hit night for the Cardinals, and they were 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. The offense has really dried up.
Not a lot of runners, no chances really at runners in scoring position. The Cardinals did get a great play from Harrison Bader in center field. He threw out Bryce Harper at the plate. That was one of the game's highlights. Unfortunately, the Cardinals dropped the first one of this very short 3-game road trip.
Hector Neris saved the game. Wainwright was the loser, and Nick Pivetta was the winner. Enesis Cabrera, Cardinal left-hander, makes his Major League debut tonight on the air at 5:10.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
6:05 start as we take on the Phillies again in Philadelphia. Maybe that's the problem. We've got the action here on ESPN 93.5.
The Cardinals' schedule has been brutal. I mean, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Chicago in a week, 9 games in a row. I mean, when you're not playing well, those are 3 bad teams to play. So.
And speaking of the Chicago series starting up on Friday,
yeah.
We've got our bus trip to Busch.
Yep.
That's happening June 2nd.
8:30.
Jose Pascal won from the U of I Meat Sales Room,
yeah.
So he'll be joining us on the trip.
They came by. They're from Danville.
Awesome.
But, yeah, we've got the bus leaves at 8:30 from Carl at the Fields at Health Alliance. Thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 8:30. And then we'll roll down to St. Louis, Cardinals-Cubs at 1:20 on Sunday afternoon, and you can be a bus is sold out. So.
By the way, Sunday evening, June 9th, if you want to
yeah.
join me, I'll be heading up to Wrigley's to see the Cub Card series.
Yeah, bus trip there, that's the 1 o'clock departure from the old Taffy's.
That's right.
And then we'll be 6 o'clock, hopefully home by midnight, maybe?
Maybe.
Something like that.
But still, quite an adventure to go
yeah.
to Wrigley this time.
Yeah.
StevieJTravel.com for details. Chicago White Sox won both of their games yesterday. We're looking forward to the Illini in action Friday at 3 against Clemson in the NCAA tournament.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 84 again today, down to 64 again this evening. 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. An 80% chance of rain, otherwise clouds and a high 77 tomorrow, down to 57 in the evening. Sunshine to wrap up the week and month on Friday. High 80, low 62. Currently, 63. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. We're partnership. relationships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Wednesday morning, May 29, you can text us, 359-2255, 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing's 737 MAX planes could remain grounded for at least a couple more months. An industry trade group, the International Air Transport Association, says airlines are actually preparing for 10 to 12 more weeks of delay before the plane can resume commercial service. Reports in Japan say Nissan has informed Renault that it's not opposed to its partner's potential $35 billion merger with Fiat Chrysler. Renault's chairman Jean-Dominique Senard is in Japan to discuss the situation with Nissan. Fewer people were applying for mortgages last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says total mortgage application volume declined 3.3% last week compared with the week before. However, more people are applying for mortgages than a year ago when mortgage rates were higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Create your extraordinary garden today at Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
Ed Martin coming up, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly down in St. Louis. He's a big Cardinal fan, and we'll see what he says. I'm fully comfortable to get to the All-Star break, but it's got to get better. It's got to get better, or I've got a plan. I'll share it coming up.
Okay, Jonathan's saying, I've been saying all year, don't sleep on the Reds.
Cincinnati Reds are way better. They're managed by the former, Cardinal assistant. He used to work with Mike Matheny, the David Bell. Anyway, the Reds are stupid better. I mean, they beat the Cubs 2 out of 3, the second time in a row that the Reds have beaten the Cubs in a series. Okay, they're 5 out. Cubs are in first place, a half ahead of Milwaukee, and then the Cardinals and Pittsburgh are 4 back. Cardinals slipped under 500 last night on their overall record. Remember, they had the best record in baseball, first 30 games, Cardinals.
David Bell was correct.
Yeah. Okay. So the tornado and the spotters and all of those things, I just have full confidence in our system and our people. Of course, Greg Abbott retired, right?
Yeah.
He was our MetGad man for
That's
about
right.
40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they've got it figured out. Again, I just don't know the mechanics of it all. But I do know, just based on overall management, that you get a call in about something, you don't take it for sure. Kind of like journalism, you got to get two sources to verify it independently kind of thing. But you can't run to the button and push, because that has ramifications for people. Sometimes they say, well, yeah, I heard the siren. Other people go, the siren was going. You know, you have different reactions.
You're right.
You got to be careful with things. When you have, like, control of the switch, you got to be kind of careful with
that. Well, as soon as the call came in, they went to radar and they looked at all the cloud formations and the wind speeds that they were getting from the various sensors around.
On radar, what does it mean, purple? I mean, you see the green, that's a little rain. Yellow, a little harder rain.
Mm-hmm.
Red,
uh-oh.
And then purple. What's the purple inside the red mean?
I mean, maybe hail.
I don't know.
When it was coming into Bloomington yesterday, I texted Gabby and said, 949, I hope you're inside, because they're expecting hail with that storm system blowing through for 20 minutes.
When I was in Chicago briefly Monday, they had hail the size of marbles. My car was okay, though. I don't know when it starts getting to be, and I don't even know, because I did have meteorology class at Eastern.
I did, too.
I don't remember. Do you remember the part where they
either.
Have big hail versus little hail, how that works? Something about when it comes down and cold and warm and all that. So, see, I kind of dozed. It was an 8 a.m. class.
Right.
Come on, man. All right, we'll get Ed Martin on the phone here in a moment. Your dedication to education has paid off. Now, Busey says save. Why don't you? And that's what Nathaniel did when he graduated with his master's. He went to Busey. And he kind of said, here's what I'm planning, here's the basics, mm-hmm. here's kind of my structure. They said, looks good, looks fine.
Okay, good.
So he has a plan, and they have all kinds of financial calculators, Busey Wealth Management. And you can go to Busey.com, you can get started that way. Or you stop by one of their many convenient locations, they'll meet you for free. And then you can say, okay, here's kind of what I'm earning. What's an emergency fund?
10% into savings used to be of every check, and then, you know, you have some stuff going to the church and different charities, things like that, if you can swing it.
The basic line is pretty much don't spend more than you bring in. Don't get lulled to sleep on all those credit cards you get offered, because you get offered 900 of them.
That's true.
Experts at Busey Wealth Management can help outcome-based investing, retirement, estate planning, tax planning, risk management. If you do it now, in 40 years, you're going to be real happy about it. Real happy. Really, really happy. Busey Wealth Management, member FDIC. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right, we're going to check on Ed Martin, our friend from St. Louis, a little on the landscape politically, and it seems to be ever-changing. What's going to happen when China and America meets? Presidents of both countries planning to have a meeting here coming up. What's that going to look like? It'd be nice to get some sort of trade something, but China could be digging in their heels to see what happens in 2022, because they're flashing all kinds of threats our way now. Anyway, more on that coming up. 728 ESPN 93.5.
You know, I just love going... I say Scotty's. You say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32. You say draft beers. 32.
Draft beers.
I say live. You say sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There are at least a dozen people hospitalized, down trees and power lines, and several homes damaged or destroyed by tornadoes in Kansas. This woman lost her home in Lawrence.
We decided to all leave, and we waited it out, and then we came back, and this is what we come back to.
There are also homes damaged by a tornado in eastern Pennsylvania. Joe Biden responds to President Trump, agreeing with an insult by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a tweet during the president's weekend trip to Japan.
At a fundraiser in Houston, the former vice president said he's not going to get down in the mud wrestling with this fella. Referring to the president agreeing with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's statement that Biden is a low IQ idiot. Earlier, an aide released a statement blasting President Trump for siding with a murderous dictator on foreign soil on Memorial Day.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Our morning news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 2 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign woman who had a gun in her home when drugs were present. Police raided the home of Deborah Taylor Smith. They arrested her and her son, who was a teenager. Taylor Smith faced a maximum of a decade behind bars. She pleaded guilty in April to possession of a weapon by a felon. She had prior convictions for aggravated battery, unlawful transfer of a firearm, and driving under suspension. An Urbana High School student who brought ammunition to school has been sentenced. The 15-year-old was arrested May 13th. The News Gazette says Urbana police have been told a threat had allegedly been made against a student at another school via social media, and it involved a gun. Two officers searched the Urbana High School student, found that person with the ammunition, and that person was sentenced to 2 years of probation. He pleaded guilty to a count of unlawful possession of ammunition. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing. PlumbingInc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 84, down to 64. 50% chance of precipitation, mainly late. 77, the high tomorrow. 80% chance of precipitation. 58, our low Thursday night. Friday, we've got sunshine and a high 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy again on Sunday with a high 74. Right now, the temperature's at 65 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, it is 7:34. ESPN 93.5. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you want an award-winning dealership, really, really good at everything, it's kind of what you look for, isn't it? You want somebody to take care of you before, during, and after the sale. That's what they've done at Honda. Honda BMW. They've got the Honda. They got the Beamer. You can eat off the floor in the Beamer showroom because it's so darn clean. And Nathaniel is going to get a CRV. He's going to lease a CRV. So that's kind of cool. He's going to lease it. It's his first one. It's her first vehicle by himself.
That's a good way to do it.
And he's leasing a CRV. The payments are going to be crazy good for that kind of vehicle, that 290 range, which we thought was very, very good for that. Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hi to my buddy Ben Quattrone at drivechampagne.com and Honda BMW at Neil and Burwash in Savoy. He is president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. Ed Martin, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. We got the St. Louis Blues and the Cardinals raising my blood pressure, but it's at least with the Blues, it's an abundance of riches. I didn't think we'd be in this position.
And I watched my first hockey game ever Sunday night. I have never, ever, ever watched or understood hockey, but my knee jerk as a sports fan was that the Boston Bruins are pretty good at hockey. So I don't know if the Blues can beat them based on what I saw, because all the play was on the one side where the Blues are defending. And I'm going, that looks like it's a power play the whole darn match game. Anyway.
Well, that's right. But it's fun. It's fun for a team that was supposed to, on January 3rd, they were in the bottom of the league, literally.
Yeah, right.
And now and then Stanley. So it's fun to watch, but it's I've been here before with the heartbreak of the Blues. But anyway, we won't even talk about the Cardinals. Let's talk about something better.
The Cardinals, before I talk politics, here's my plan. I told you that the Cardinals are going to be in first or three games out by the All-Star break. If this does not get better, then this is not working. And you can't – how long do you stay with something? The Cardinals are a loss away from the worst May in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's not very good. So – you got panic starting to creep, Ed. I'm just saying, I'm waiting through June, because I still think the Cardinals can get on a streak. I think they're close. If they do not, then my plan is Joe Maddon is the next Redbird manager when the Cubs inexplicably don't extend him. I don't think they're going to. I think unless the Cubs win the World Series, Joe Maddon will not be their manager. They're going to get David Ross.
Let me say something that I can't believe I'm saying out loud, but I want to say it. Because I love these two guys and I love what they've done, but if Waka and Wainwright can't get more consistent, as you point out, I mean, it's just the end of an era. I mean, it's time to realize you can't keep doing this every fifth day with both those guys. I mean, I love them. I love them, but but it's just not, as you say, it's not working. Anyway,
Wainwright had a pretty good outing, and Waka is out. He's in the bullpen now. They made that announcement a few days ago. So tonight we have the rookie. Cabrera, he starts. He's a lefty fireballer. Why not? Bring it going. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. I'm all for that. So, all right, Ed, let's talk. Okay. I think China's going to dig in for the 2020. Do you think Xi and Trump will say anything of substance when they meet coming up?
Well, look, I do think and it's funny you brought this up. I did an interview late yesterday, Stevie J, with I think it was a New York-based radio show, and they asked me about this, and I told them, in Australia, and it's going to sound like I'm not answering yet, but in Australia, the guys that were supposed to lose the election 2 weeks ago, national election, the prime minister, won, and the biggest factor was China's moving into our hemisphere, our country, and over, and dominating us. That really was one of the biggest issues. So I guess what I'm saying is that around the world, the sort of threat of the size and scope of China has gotten more real. And so the president knows he's digging in a way. I'm a Trump supporter and a fan of his, but he's done this. On immigration, everybody agrees there's a problem. on China now, everybody agrees there's a problem, and we got to take it on now. So whether Xi is going to come to him and they're going to make a deal, that's not clear to me. But I think the president knows he's got to have this fight now. I don't think Xi can last until 2020's election. I mean, the Chinese economy is going to take a hit, and I think he's going to want to do something about it.
Did I hear this right, that China has not had a recession in 40 years?
Well, you know, what that means is that this is really not like it's not like anything we've seen. It's more like the Soviet Union, which has been 30 years since we've seen it. They lie about everything. I mean, China says, yeah, we have GDP of this. You can't tell.
I see. Okay.
And when the New York Times writes it with a straight face, writes an article 2 weeks ago and says, for all the time of the internet, China has walled off their internet. Donald Trump is now threatening to wall off ours, and you say, well, wait, so the Chinese can get into our internet to sell and to raid and to steal, and we can't get into China. Why? Yeah. Because it's a communist totalitarian regime. It's totally different.
Okay, so if Xi makes a deal with Donald Trump, does it not help Donald Trump for the election and make Xi says, I've got to deal with him till 2024?
Yeah, but I think Xi actually, I think Xi would prefer to deal with the devil he knows than the one he doesn't know. Remember, I mean, you know, if Donald Trump, and I say this with, you know, care, Donald Trump would take a deal that the Chinese would say was okay for them, and we would say was good for us. I mean, Donald Trump's not saying, and Xi would then say, okay, I got a deal, I can go forward, as opposed to what happens if you get a president, Kamala Harris, who decides who is unpredictable, and suddenly you get, you know, a U.S. Congress that's unpredictable, and suddenly, you know, the days of China thinking they can sort of roll over America, maybe they say, hey, let's just take a deal. And remember, Xi wants to be president or premier for life.
Yeah.
He's got that set up now. He could settle into a deal with Trump that lets them go on a glide path as opposed to crashing, and maybe not as successful as they were. But so I think he will take a deal. And one of the ways Trump does that is by personally developing this rapport. Xi is the leader of the opposition to Trump, and I think he likes being that guy, right? Mm-hmm. It's not China, it's not Russia, it's not anything. It's Xi and Trump, and that world stage, that's part of the Chinese mindset, is we're that dominant.
Okay. North Korea, this is kind of our lightning round here. North Korea, what are we doing?
Well, this is easy. Trump is playing the long game. Now, the question is whether Kim Jong-un's going to wait until the election, too. But here's what Kim Jong-un is dealing with. We've put sanctions on North Korea. You got to look closely to see this because the coverage isn't there. You can't get a spoonful of rice into North Korea now. You can't bring them on a plane, a train, a boat. And so their economy is absolutely, literally starving. Trump has said, if you look closely, he said, this is a war, and I'm going to, because of nuclear threat, and I'm going to be nice to Kim Jong-un above board, but we've been no holds barred. We stop the ships that try to come in. We don't let humanitarian aid in. And the message there for Kim Jong-un is, my gosh, this is not a good way to survive. And I think sooner or later you're going to see Kim Jong-un say, well, I beat my chest for 6 months, but now I'm going to be an international star, and Trump's going to let me be that, and I'll give up my nukes. There's no other path for him. Remember, the meetings we've had with Putin and in Russia, Putin and China, Pompeo, is also about having them hold the line on the sanctions with North Korea. It's brutal over there. They're not just eating the dogs. They used to eat the dogs for decades. They're eating anything they can. I mean, it's that bad. It's a sick thing. So that's going to work out fine.
Will there be an impeachment?
No, I mean, Justin Amash should be thrown out of the Republican Party, this Michigan congressman, for talking so much about it. There's not grounds for impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi knows if she could force it through her House, I don't think she can. There's only 25 Democrats on the record saying they want impeachment. It's not 100. It's not 150. So if she pushed it through, she knows she would be rallying the base. This next election is going to be 40% of America will run through a wall for Trump, 40% against Trump, and the rest in the middle are going to be the ones that you wonder if they're answering the polls honestly,
right.
Because the economy's humming and they like the prospects, and I think so there'll be no impeachment.
I think that there's not very many that are engaged whose minds you can change at this point. Do you think that's correct?
I think that's correct. Maybe say it this way. Maybe I said 40 and 40. That's maybe old-fashioned. Maybe it's 45 and 45,
yeah.
And you're looking at the last 10. But here, remember, and I did this in October of 2016 and November, the first few days of 2016, all the polling showed that Hillary was going to win. All of it showed even though it was going to win by a landslide.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that won't say to anyone, I'm kind of happy with where we are and what's going on. He may tweet too much. That's what they say.
Right.
But I'm happy with the economy and happy with a guy on our side and happy with less war, et cetera, et cetera. So remember, one dynamic I love watching. Bolton is a war. You know, he likes to fight everybody, John Bolton. And now the president's given him a prominent spot, and he's pulled him back. Now think about what that means. He said to America, I'm in charge, and we're not going to have more wars.
That's it.
So that's the message people see.
Classic good cop, bad cop, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Lastly, because Ed Martin, who will be the Democratic nominee for president?
Well, I've been saying that you're going to see the Joe Biden implosion act that's going to start by the 4th of July. There will be, at the end of June, there'll be debates in Miami. At the end of July, there'll be debates in Detroit. And then in September, they just announced there'll be more debates. They haven't said where, September 12th. So I think once Joe Biden gets out of the protective, he's right now he's in a protective bubble, so he won't gaffe. I think he drops like a rock. And then I think you see the base assert themselves. I think it's going to be they want a woman. They want someone of color, perhaps. So I think you start
Kamala
to narrow
Harris
it down. Kamala Harris. And, the one that I couldn't stand, but I think she's doing more effective. I don't know like her policies. More effective than people realize with a long view is Elizabeth Warren. She's remember, it's not a national election. It's an election in Iowa, then South Carolina, New Hampshire, right? So she's in Iowa doing all the very small things to build an operation. And suddenly, if in Iowa she comes out in the top three, you start saying, okay, would you think Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, or whoever can win? And people start picking based on what they, that choice, not 22 people. So I think Elizabeth Warren has some chance. I don't think she wins the general, but I think she could be someone that comes up.
Oh.
And is more attractive.
Ed Martin, president of Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly, St. Louis, my friend. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, CBJ, take care.
You bet. 745 ESPN 93.5. Okay, if you're able, text me, because I have a wonderful relationship now with Scotty's Brewhouse, and this is the part of the program today where I give you my money, you keep the stuff, you tell me what you thought of it.
It's a good Stevie J broadcasting partnership with these area businesses.
So here you go. You text in food, F-O-O-D, because that's what you get at Scotty's Brewhouse. Well, beer too, but food. So if you want $50, I'll give out a load of these. I got a stack of them. 359-2255. Text in the word food, two stipulations. You must use this within 7 days. So if you're leaving town, don't bother. And you have to tell me what you thought of it when you're done. Bang. That's it.
Boom. We'll be negotiating after the show, after 9, to make sure you're good with these stipulations.
Yeah, two of them. We use them within 7 days. Tell me what you thought. Use my money. Keep the stuff. It's the program. 359-2255.
Is great.
Yeah. 359-2255. 359-2255. Food. Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, the program seems rather like what's wrong with this picture.
People are interested in food.
It's nothing except you.
Exactly.
Because we love you. 359-2255, food. Good luck. For over 80 years, Durst Cycle has been serving Champaign-Urbana with the best information, service, and product. Durst Cycle in Champaign and Urbana.
They just walked up to me. I told them what I was going. They knew the ride that I was doing. It's actually a popular ride across the state of Iowa. I was needing something that would basically hold up for about 500 miles over like a week period. And I was really happy with what I got there.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Champaign and on West University.
Welcome back to CUTV, and we are the power couple of Falter Upper. In the kitchen with Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is so beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chops. Luther Falls is amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs, and showers.
Oh my gosh, Luther Falls has all the great cabinets, colors, and options. They make renovation look so easy, don't they?
If you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately.
immediately. Go to their website, remodelingchampagne.com.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 749 Sports Headlines.
Well, the Cardinals lost to the Phillies 4-3 yesterday. They've got game two in the series, 6:05 start. That means the pregame's at 5:10.
55 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
When's the game start?
6:05.
Yep, it'd be game starts at 6:05?
Yeah.
So 5:10.
Thank you.
Yeah, we concur.
ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Houston beat the Cubs 9-6. When I was watching the game, it was 6-6. Look what happens when I turn away.
No, I know. I had to stay with it.
Five homers in the game.
Well, here's how it sounded.
Here's a drive to right field. Well hit. Back goes the right fielder, Fisher, to the wall.
One.
Here's a fly ball deep left field off the bat of Hayward. That ball's got a chance.
Two.
It's gone. Here's a swing and a high drive to deep left. Get out the tape.
Three.
This one is long gone. Hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Fisher. Fisher at the wall. It's got a chance.
Four.
Gone.
And
Schwarber hits
five.
A high drive.
Five home
deep
runs.
Right center.
That's
this
great.
Ball's got a chance. Tie game.
Yeah, a lot of the Cub fans found their way to Houston, too.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Hartlib's baseball team, the Fighting Illini, will play Friday.
In Oxford,
yep.
Mississippi. That's at 3 o'clock. They'll be facing Clemson. Clemson, a number 3 seed. The Illini, a number 2 seed. Toronto hosting Golden State tomorrow in the NCAA
and
final.
And hockey tonight, right? Hockey, isn't that game 2 tonight?
Oh, yeah. I think
Blues play.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're just talking hockey. You probably got that in 4K, 900K.
Yeah, that probably looks good.
Something 12K, whatever you're doing now. Steve Sudeman, my friends, he's at Good Vibes, Round Barn Center next to the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, Division of Motor Vehicle. Anyway.
Right next to Jesse White over the
yeah,
door there.
Yeah. Well, there you go. How's your new location, Steve?
Well, it's still fleshing out, but it's clean. It's very clean. You know, there's some deals hanging out that'll give somebody a compelling reason, I hope, to come visit us.
Okay.
Memorial Day is a memory, but some of those things are hanging around for the Memorial Day weekend. Sony took $200 off their step-up 75-inch.
Mm.
There's a $300 instant rebate on the LG OLED 65-inch plus a $300 bonus offer. That's like free stuff with it. Their Polk Magnify Mini, that's our best-selling soundbar at $299. It's got $50 off. And there's more like that there. But we want you to come see us because we've got our whole new 4K theater, all clips.
You
Sony
do. Is it up?
Set
ready
up.
To
oh
go?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
It will knock your socks off. And we've got two versions of it. So side by each, one's the traditional. It's got big speakers and a 15-inch sub, and it's, you know, kind of a guy thing. And the other is a stealth, all-in-wall, totally invisible, but it still rocks your socks off. And we can show you either one pretty easily, and that's fun. And the new audio showroom where we've got things set up for comparison on the speakers, you can use your own ears to determine what the...
We're going to swing by later. I want to see the theater.
It's cool.
Will you shake me if I, you know, doze a little? Because you're supposed to view it and kind of judge it, but I tend to stay for like an hour and a half, so...
And the chairs are really comfortable.
Yeah, and if you have, like, the nature thing going,
looks
so
cool.
We don't do that. If you want to see the colors, we'll put the tulips on, you know, but it's...
I want to
want to see the hummingbird on planet Earth. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
But, I mean, that'll make me nervous, probably.
No, it's an awesome theater. I can't wait. Want to see your new location with the theater set up. Stop by and see Steve Suderman today. Where again?
We're 2010 Round Barn Road, and we're at gvibes.com on the web.
You're the man, my friend. I'll try and pop by.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, now located in the Round Barn. That's next to the DMV where you get your license. Mm-hmm. And, I want to see that 4K theater with the nice, comfortable chairs in the dark room and the big speakers. Oh, yeah. 753.
Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't...